141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Hello and good evening. Welcome along to Clyde One Super Scoreboard with me, Ewan Cameron. Yes, I am in the hot seat tonight between 6 and 8 p.m. We are taking your calls on all things football. And we'll be focusing a lot on Scotland and Stevie Clark's future. And alongside me tonight, I mean, if I was going to handpick two pundits,
It wouldn't have been these two,
but this is who I'm stuck with. Hello, Simon Donnelly.
Hello, how are we?
Not too bad. Cammy Bell, hello to you.
Hello, you okay?
What have you done to your hair in recent weeks?
Just a little bit of colour in it.
Aye.
Like it?
It's very Bross from the 1980s.
Try to keep my youth in me.
Hello, Cammy. Hello, Simon. It's good to have you on board. If you want to have your say on Scotland tonight, or Tavernier, rumours are that he might be ending up in Portugal before the window closes. No, not Portugal. Ending up in Turkey before the transfer window closes on Friday. We'd love to hear from you. Should he stay or should he go? And same with Stevie Clark. Should he stay or should he go? It's one win in 14 for Stevie Clark and the Scotland manager, but performances have got better in the last two games. Poland lose 3-2. Portugal, we lose 2-1. But performances were better. So, Simon Donnelly, you first. Stevie Clark, should he stay or should he go? One win in 14.
Listen, context, he should stay, I think. But context there, quite rightly, we're now dining at the top table, so to speak. We're playing in the top division in this Nations Cup, playing against decent teams. Individual mistakes in the games. I actually would have accepted those two performances in the Euros, weirdly enough. I thought we did okay over the two games, but mistakes. We did well to get back into the game. I think Poland were a wee bit fortunate to be 2-0 up. And the two penalties are clumsy.
But it is one win in 14.
It is one win in 14, yes. And
Didn't Strachan get the heave-ho for something, actually? Was it not like five games without a win?
Without a win. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as I say, it's context. I mean, you look at some of the teams that we've played there. We've got another two games coming up. I think with the one or two new faces in the squad as well, would I like to see maybe the boys getting a wee bit more game time last night. But I was saying to you before we came on that at one each, your train of thought is probably, can we just cling on and get a really good point here without changing too much? So I can see why the boys didn't get much more game time last night. But yeah, I think stay.
0141 951 1025 is the number to call. Stevie Clark, should he stay or should he go? Cammy Bell.
Yeah, for me, he's got to stay at the moment. He does need a result. There's no getting away from that. He needs a result. He needs to break this cycle of, again, poor results. When you look back, I think the Portugal one's a damaging one. The Poland one's a damaging one. When you lose that game, the least you go away with is a draw, because, again, you are well on top. When they get back to two each, they lose that damaging goal in the last minute. The Portugal game, for long spells, they were good. In control of the game at up moments as well. And again, as Simon says, it's individual errors. But I don't know how you can justify and legislate for them as a manager. You set up, you ask your players to go out and perform, and sometimes they just need to maybe take a little bit of responsibility.
Brian, we're going to get to you in a second. Another question for you then is this. Stevie Clark, two European Championships, failure. Both were just as bad as the other. They're really poor performances in two Euros. 1-1 in 14. Do you trust him to take this group of players forward and the new players that are coming through the ranks? Or do you think you've done your best, it's as good as it's going to get with you, let's try something new?
I think he needs to at least get the next couple of games.
Do you trust him?
Yeah.
Who though? Who's out there that's going to change it? That's my big question. I don't see a manager out there that I think is really going to change anything with the players.
But do you trust him to take this team forward?
You look at the record. Before these 14 games, you look at the record, you know, what got us to the Euros. We beat Spain. We beat Norway.
Why do we keep going on about that?
Because it's not that long ago. It's the same
it's
group.
One
of,
game.
It's the same group of players.
But Simon, it's just one game. It can happen. You can have shots.
I've scribbled down here without Tierney. Lewis Ferguson might be one that's going to push Hickey. Tierney and Hickey.
That's my point. Do you trust Clark to do that and to continue to believe to be progressive
my point. We
attacking.
We got a tune out of Scotland brilliantly with these guys. It's the same squad. What excites me is the one or two that he's brought in.
I mean, my fear is when Tierney's back, he reverts back to type and we go to a three and a back five. Brian, Stevie Clark, should he stay or should he go?
Absolutely stay. Don't be mental. Don't be mental. Listen to this, right? So, Stevie Clark has come in. He's steadied the ship. He's got Scotland playing from the beginning, by the way. Don't just do the last 14 games because that's a bit unfair. He's steadied Scotland up and he's got them playing a bit like a club side. I like the way Stevie's trying to get this team playing. I like what he's done in the last couple of games. With Scotland, we were very Scotland the last two games, losing the way we lost. But what we weren't Scotland for a wee while was we looked like we were up against teams that we're competing with. We didn't do that in the championships. I can quite categorically say it. Germany was rabbit in the headlights. Didn't really catch any luck at all, but we didn't play the way that we wanted to play, the way that he's got us playing. Similar to a club side, we're going through a wee sticky patch now.
Brian.
Stevie Clark.
Brian, you were watching a different game to me in Germany then, because he had the handbrake on, he was pragmatic, he was defensive, he was boring. We had the worst record in the European Championships of all 24 nations. And that still lingers on. The feeling of what happened in Germany. It does. It 100% does. It still lingers on. It really does.
Because we're in a new championship. We're in a new cycle to go to the World Cup.
Okay.
Do you trust
Clark to take you forward?
Say again?
Do you trust Clark to take you forward?
Who else is taking Stevie Clark's position on? Who else has beat the European Championships? And they're quite rightly to hold up Spain, who are an amazing football team. Who else has taken us into a game where we're playing a top quality opposition like that and beating them? And if that's not the best result we've had as Scotland supporters for a long time, then I don't know what is. What you're asking to do is throw the baby out with the bathwater, Ewan. You must have continuity. You must allow this man to finish his job. He's hamstrung and
unfortunately, we lost Brian there. We'll bring him back. Let's go to Robbie, who's in Falkirk. Hello, Robbie.
All right, panel. How are you doing, Ewan?
Not too bad, mate.
Cammy and Simon, just a good evening. No, it's just about Scotland. I've been listening a wee bit about... I'm just wanting to get a wee comparison here with Scotland and England. Now, England got to the final of that Euros with Spain, but I listened to some of the pundits when this boy came in, this boy Carsley, who's another manager. And what they said, again, it was only they were only talking about one half, but they were actually going on about England being letting it. It'll be a bit like what you were saying about Scotland being pragmatic. They were really poor through the three Euro group games, Ewan. Mm-hmm. And what they were saying, the pundits, I think it was maybe, I can't remember what station it was, but they were just saying that England looked as if they had been let off the shackles.
Yeah.
They had made changes with Anthony Gordon, stuff that folk were calling out for the Euros of England. Now, here's the thing about Steve Clark, folk that want to keep him, they just can't get away from this. How many games? It's not a trick question. I actually didn't ken it. Is it no 1-1 in 14 games or something like that? Is that right, Ewan? I don't know how many games it is. I don't.
No, it's 1-1 in 14. It's a horrific record, and I think it's 1-1 in a year when it comes to competitive games, and that was against Cyprus away a year ago when we won by three goals to nil.
The 1-1 in 14 was against Gibraltar, right? Saying that, yeah. So
yeah, and that's a poor result as well. So yeah, I know what you're saying, because I watched that England performance against Ireland in Dublin. And that opening 45 minutes from England, they were sensational. Grealish came in at number 10. You had Anthony Gordon out wide. Everything that the England fans were screaming for in the summer didn't happen. Carsley goes in, he makes those changes, and England looked like a different side. And I think what Robbie's getting at here, Simon, is that would that not be the same with Scotland?
Possibly.
You freshen it up. Stevie Clark's had his time. He's given it a go, and that's the best we're going to get from him. Is it time for change? That's what Robbie's getting at.
Yeah, I know what Robbie's getting at. And listen, he makes a good couple of points here, because I did watch the England games at the Championships as well, and I thought the shackles weren't off. Mm-hmm. But he has changed it. He's changed to a back four. You're speculating because Tierney's not fit, that's the reason. But maybe that there's more to that thought process. I think in these two games, like the first caller, Brian, we score three goals, and I thought there was a wee bit more. There was nobody more disappointed than myself when I watched the Hungary game. You know, the most important game in that Euros, where we just, I don't think we had a goal. We just, it was a very disappointing performance. I didn't get that in the last couple of games.
We didn't really turn up at Euros, so I think when I look at the teams that we've played in the last 14, England, Spain, France, Netherlands, Portugal, they are all in the last 14 games that we've played. Yeah. I don't expect us to beat any of them, to be perfectly honest. No matter who the manager is, they're a level above us, and there's no shame in saying that. They've been a top European side for a number of years, all these teams there, so it's been a difficult run for us. It has. Listen, there's disappointments. The Northern Ireland one's the one that sticks a little bit with me before the Euros, and that just set a bad tone going into the Euros. I felt as if we had a really strong team out that night. We didn't perform, and it felt like we almost just took that into the Euros. And the Euros was disappointing. We can't get away from that.
Robbie, in a word, do you trust Stevie Clark to take us forward?
I think, see the thing is, here's another thing about Stevie Clark. I think
that's eight words.
I'm just wanting to make a point. I think he thinks about the opposition. What I mean is, he thinks more about the opposition than his actual team. That's how he sets up. That's how he set up during the three games at the Euros. And
that's a good point. That's a good point.
It does. Mm. And here's another thing that I want to make a big, big, huge point to Cammy and Simon. See the young boy Ben Doan and the young boy Conway, I'd get them, and this is covering international football and club football. So I want to say, see young boys, they're no given the chance. Simon, you were in that Celtic team at 18. See the boy Manu, Kobe Manu at Man United. He's in that England team, right? I understand that Gareth Southgate had a wee go because he was pragmatic. But at least he had that boy Manu. It didn't look out of place. See Ben Doak, I would just play him. Play him. And it's the same with club football. See young boys, they're no given enough of a chance.
Listen, Robbie, I'm a huge supporter of putting young boys in and giving them the chance. I think the lad Doak, even the other night when he comes on, he's a wee bit raw, but he puts defenders on the back foot. We don't have anybody in our team like that. I haven't seen a lot of the boy Conway, but
the Poles the other night, they were scared.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And I was excited when he was round about, obviously pulled out with injury. People were saying he hasn't played for Liverpool. You look at the players that are ahead of him at Liverpool, they're world class strikers.
The big thing is, with Doak going forward for Scotland, I think it's really positive that he's went on loan at Middlesbrough.
And
Conway's there as well. There's two positives. I think them guys get game time between now and the next games, and there should be a real big question for Steve Clark.
I think me and you discussed it before with the Euros. See, the Euros for me, every team like Albania, the teams that you would regard as
the Georgians, smart, the Albanians,
everybody had somebody with pace in it. I think that's what we lacked, and that's why I was excited when his name was mentioned, because I think pace puts fear in defenders. And the other night, again, a little bit raw, but he's involved in the goal and he puts people on the back foot.
Robbie, good call. Thanks for that, mate. Let's go to Thomas. Thomas, good evening.
Good evening, Ewan.
You all right? Stevie Clark, should he stay or should he go?
How are you doing, Simon? How are you doing, Cammy?
Hey,
Ewan, for me, I think he has to go. I think his football is absolute dreadful. Dreadfully watch. You know, how many more games could we allow this? So I take maybe Cammy's point, I think it was Simon, maybe leave him to the end of the thingy. But honestly, I really think he should go.
So, Thomas, you're of the opinion Clark should be out now despite the improvement in performances in the last two games?
We don't want to give him 14 games, Ewan.
But then you've just heard Cammy run through some of the teams we've played
games,
in. Yeah.
14 games, I think we should maybe won one or two of them.
I agree with Thomas. There's disappointments. The Northern Ireland game, we should be beating Northern Ireland. We've got a better squad of players. Finland was poor. You go back to even like Georgia, I think that would be one we'd look at winning, where we're at the moment with the quality player that we've got.
But Cammy, I think the issue with that run of results, I accepted last night's defeat, and I accepted the defeat against Poland because I could see progress and we were more attack minded and we were in the game. The problem that I had with those 1-14 is that we were never really in the game, because it was that back five, it was pragmatic, it was defensive. And my fear going forward, which is why I'm asking the question tonight, Do you trust Stevie Clark to stick to what he has done in the last two games, or does he go revert to type when Tierney and others come back?
I think October's going to be massive for Steve Clark, because, as I said, Ben Doak, Conway, these guys are going to have game times. There's going to be a lot of players that will be right up to speed. The younger guys will hopefully have a lot of club football behind them, and I would like to see them get an opportunity. So,
but will he revert to type?
I don't know. I don't know.
And that's my biggest fear.
See if he reverts to type and we lose the game, the criticism's going to absolutely hammer him. That's what's going to happen.
You were coach with Stevie Clark, weren't you?
I was at Kilmarnock with him, yeah.
What was he like?
Yeah, he was. Listen, I like Stevie. I think he's a good manager. He was very reserved. Again, he came in, and I always remember his first speech. He said, "Look, I'm very boring. I'm quite dull, but I've got my assistant, Alex Dyer. At the time, was his assistant. He's a bubbly character." So he was open and honest that he wasn't going to be like around the players having a laugh with that. He keeps himself to himself, and I think you can see that as a Scotland manager. But listen, we've progressed under him as a Scotland team. So we can't be too critical of him. The question you're asking, Ewan, is has he taken us as far as he can go with the Scotland team?
Yeah, and I think that's the key question, isn't it, Simon? I think that's key.
Of course it is.
Has he taken us as far as he
he's
can?
He's not a failure, absolutely.
No one's suggesting that for a second.
I think you've answered it yourself, because you said you've seen progress in these last two games. We've got players to come back. The conundrum is when Tierney comes back, because what I would say is, you need your best players in the team, and he is one of our best players. How do you accommodate it?
Simon, England had the same problem under Sven-Göran Eriksson. He tried to shoehorn in the best players and not doing what's best for the team. And I think that Stevie Clark has been guilty of that. He's been guilty.
I would play a back four, and it would have to be in that back four somewhere. Whether it's centre back.
Left centre back
for Tierney. Interesting. But you stick with a back four then?
I would stick with a back four, because I think the last two games...
And you play Tierney
we've got
now.
Up the park a lot more. Okay. We've got bodies forward. We've scored three goals, albeit we've gave goals away by mistakes. But we looked as if we had a more of a threat about us in that shape.
Thomas, he wants Stevie Clark gone. That 1-14 record is poor, according to Thomas. And it's time for Stevie Clark to move on and get somebody new in. Thanks for that, Thomas. When we return in a couple of minutes, we're going to be heading to the United States of America to talk more about Stevie Clark. And you can have your say on 01419511025. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
25 minutes after 6 o'clock, good evening. Yes, it's Clyde One Super Scoreboard with me, Ewan Cameron. Alongside me tonight, Simon Donnelly and Cammy Bell. We are talking about the Scotland manager. 1-14, 2 defeats against Poland and Portugal, but performances were better in those last two games. But should Steve Clark stay or should he go? Now, Mark is in the United States of America and he happened to be in Germany for the Euros. So it'll be interesting to see what Mark thinks. Good evening to you, Mark. There you are in the USA. You were in Germany. Stevie Clark, should he stay or should he go?
He has to go, Ewan. He has to go. I'm a 56-year-old lifelong St Mirren fan. So I've known a lot of disappointment in my football watching over the years. And Stevie Clark got us to the last Euros where we were poor. He got us to this Euros. We went over full of confidence. We were at the Switzerland game, which was poor but a good result. And we end up going on to the Hungary game. And honestly, sitting in that stadium, after the national anthem and the passion that ran through us all in that stadium, and then watching that performance for Scotland, I actually think I'm scarred football for life after watching that. I mean, it was the most defensive, the most pathetic performance I've ever seen from any football team at any level I've ever watched. It was just horrific against a team that were there for the taking. We were there to make history. It was all laid out in front of us to do it. And Hungary were poor. You could see after 10 minutes how poor they were. And we did nothing. We did nothing. Partly, I think, maybe because the players froze a little bit and bottled it a little bit, maybe. But the tactics coming from the bench were just horrendous. And watching Austin McPhee coming off the bench for set pieces and standing on the sidelines and then not one cross, I think, even beat the first man. It was just a night of... I wasn't even able to watch the last two games this week. Because when I think about Scotland and I think about watching them play, I just like that feeling of like despair and anger and frustration just comes back again. And he's done well, but there's no doubt that he's taken us as far as he can. There's no doubt about it. I'd be nervous to go to another major tournament with him as our manager because I just don't think he can do it.
Mark, hold on there. A lot of really good points there. And I kind of hinted at this at the top of the show. Germany lingers, and it still lingers, despite what we've witnessed in the last two games. And there's a lot of Scotland fans out there, including myself, that still hurts from what happened in Germany. For me, Clark should have been sacked after the Euros. That was my opinion then. I'm kind of giving a wee bit of leeway now because of the performances in recent days.
Yeah.
But I'm still of the opinion, has he taken us as far as he possibly can? And that's where I have my doubts. I'm not sure he can take us to the next level. And I think Mark is of the same opinion. Well, clearly he wants him out. But do you get what Mark's saying?
I do. Of course I do.
Does Germany not linger for you?
It does. It does. And see, even before these two games last week, maybe it's because it's at the start of the season, you know, I wasn't really overexcited about them. But when they come round, I'm Scottish and I'll sit there and I'll support the team. And I think there was, over those two games, a sign of improvement. A couple of new faces in the squad. I would like to see them get more game time. As I said earlier on, we've got boys to come back. I think the next two games are crucial.
Yeah.
Cammy said that next month. They're crucial because as much as we can sit here and try and defend that record of 1-14 with the opposition and different things, it ultimately, you know, makes or breaks you. So there's another two games coming up and it's two difficult games again.
Really hard games. Again, Scotland fans are scared. That's what's happened. They're really scared after the Euros. I think a mistake Steve Clarke made was not coming out and doing a press conference on the back of it, because I felt as if there was a lot of questions before these two games. He hadn't spoke anything about the Euros. And again, I think that just brought a little bit of negativity all the way to this, again, two huge games.
Well, he got spiky ahead of the game against Poland with Chris McLaughlin from the BBC, who asked him legitimate questions about the fans, what happened at the Euros, and he got really spiky and defensive.
That's what I'm saying.
And that went against him.
I don't understand, and I'm pretty sure it was probably Steve, because I think the guys in the SFA would have been saying, look, have a press conference, get this out the way before your next games, because you don't want any negativity coming. He didn't do that. And
is that not Daryl Broadfoot who's advising him and speaking to him about that?
Again, I don't know. I know Daryl's still involved in it, but I think Steve probably made that decision himself. I think he's that type of character. He maybe didn't want to speak about it, but I felt as if that was wrong. I felt as if he should have came out, had the chat and put it to bed, because there is a lot of people still scarred. Obviously, Mark there is really angry and disappointed, frustrated with, again, a great group of players we've got. That's one big thing.
I think the Hungary game, just the nature of everything in that. I mean, I'm not saying the boys didn't, but there was nothing.
Even when you mention Hungary, I'm like,
I know. I think everybody after Hungary was
such a missed opportunity.
It was so bad. You just go out and have a go. You know, it's win or bust.
Mark, can you hold on just for a second?
Sure.
Right, so you're there in the United States, you were in Germany, you want Stevie Clarke gone, you didn't even watch the last two Scotland games, and if Stevie Clarke gets us to another tournament, you won't go because you have a fear of what might happen. We've got Gio on the phone, who's a complete opposite to you. Gio, go and tell Mark why you believe Steve Clarke should stay.
Okay, right. The Euros were the Euros and it happened. A lot of the problems we had at the Euros were the players weren't up for it, for whatever reason. Now, Stevie Clarke has taken us from nowhere to the top table in European football. Now, it's tough at the top table, let me tell you. But do we want to be at the top table, or do we want to be down at the bottom end playing all the minnows? Because Stevie Clarke has taken us to the top, and yes, he can take us further. The last two games, we weren't outclassing any of them. We certainly competed. We should have beaten
Poland.
Poland. Mm-hmm. Should have beaten them. Last night, one of the best teams in Europe playing at home, we took them all the way. And if it wasn't for Ronaldo, we would have got a point. So the choice is clear. Do you want to be scrapping at the bottom, or do you want to be at the top table where Steve Clarke has taken us and will keep us? Because remember, and you've all been talking about this, no Tierney, no right back.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, okay.
Yep. No Ferguson.
Had Rolfson, okay, mm-hmm. who's not getting a game every week with Celtic, so it's hard to ask that boy to step up to that level and fill the gap. We've no Ferguson, and we're bringing in some right good young talent. Now, I believe that Steve Clarke will blend that all together and will take us forward. It's not going to happen overnight. It'll take a while. Any time you step up a level, it takes time to get used to it, to get used to the teams you're playing against. But even in the friendlies, even including the 14 defeats, we weren't playing Luxembourg and teams like that. We were taking on the big boys because he believes, as I believe, we're capable of beating them. Maybe okay. not all the time, mm-hmm. but we'll compete with them.
Gio, Mark obviously has a different opinion to you. So, Mark, please reply to Gio. And basically, Gio's saying, telt. That's you, telt, mate. That's why you should be sticking with Stevie Clarke.
Right. Look, I mean, I don't disagree with a lot of what Gio said. I mean, the fact is that you, going by Stevie Clarke getting us to qualify for €2 in a row, you can definitely build a case for Stevie Clarke. But when you look at the performances at the Euros, I just say, look, it all for me goes back to the Hungary game. If you talk about the last two games we've played, we're always good against teams that are supposed to beat us. Do you know what I mean? It's like that watching St Mirren play Celtic, and you can say, you know, St Mirren did well, they defended well, they lost 2-0, but they put up a decent performance and they look good. They should augur well for the rest of the season. But, you know, it's just playing against Celtic and a game you should lose anyway. So there's not that much pressure on you. And that was how Scotland were the last two games. We weren't expected to win the games. You know, by all accounts, we played okay. And we lost both of them. So, you know, I guess decent performances are good, but still no results. But put us in a game with Stephen Clarke against a team that we should win. It's just too negative.
Gio, see after the Euros... The night after the Hungary game, would you have sacked Steve Clarke if you're the SFA chief executive?
No.
You wouldn't have, despite that Euro debacle?
No. Listen, you can't put the whole Euro debacle at Steve Clarke's door. As I said earlier on, and I'm going to give you a quick comparison, which may be a bit naughty, but last week, Celtic Rangers, the difference between the two teams was desire and will to win. Now, that's what was missing from the, particularly the Hungary game. I was abhorred at the way the Scottish players went about it. Now, you can say it's because they were asked to play certain tactics, etc. But you can't substitute that for getting, as I call it, tore right in. I never saw any Scots getting tore right into the Hungarians that night. None of them. So they've got to shoulder a fair bit of the blame. And that's why I'm saying, no, I wouldn't have sacked Steve Clarke. And I won't sack him now either.
It's a really interesting debate and good points made by Gio and Mark. And I agree with both of them. I'm kind of on the fence after the recent performances. I get it from Mark's perspective, but I also get it from Gio's perspective as well. Gio clearly trusts Clarke to take us forward. Simon, you clearly trust him as well. Cammy, you clearly trust him as well to take us forward. Mark's of the opinion, this is as good as it's going to get. It's time for someone fresh.
What I would say is that, we've already said it, is the next two games. You can see how split people are with this at the moment. Another two defeats could just tip more people over the edge. And again, depending how we approach these games, with the players at our disposal, as you say, potentially... Doak's had more game time at hopefully club level and he's doing well. Will he play him? Will he start him in a game? Will he give the fans this excitement, attacking football they're looking for? So I feel there's going to be a lot of questions answered within the October fixtures.
Mark in Geo 2, brilliant calls, great points made. What did you make of that, Simon?
To be honest, you can make arguments for both sides, but I think at the moment, and I keep going back to it, I think this squad of players, I think he's blessed to have some decent talent in there. They're playing at decent levels. When we get one or two back, we'll be stronger. I enjoyed the last two games, albeit we get beaten both of them. I agree. We're having a goal. We scored some nice goals. The goal last night was a fantastic goal. Yes, you're hanging on, but I mean, I remember going to Portugal with Scotland years ago and getting 5-0 or whatever it was. You know, tough.
Was that McCoy's when he broke his leg?
Yeah, aye. I think we've more than one occasion struggled there. So I really, you know, you get into it last night thinking this could be, because you look at the quality in the Portugal team. I thought we gave a good account of ourselves. Yes, ultimately we didn't win the game, but I think in the last two games there has been signs that, first and foremost, he wants to change the shape. Mm-hmm. He wants to try something else, and I think there's been positives on the back of that. And I really think, I mean, when it got to 2-2 against Poland, I'm thinking there's one team that are going to win here, and it wasn't Poland.
No.
But, you know, the Hanley mistake at the end gives him the 3 points.
Mark, thank you. Gio, thank you. Great points. Well made. Give us a call if you want to have your say tonight. 01419511025. I just want to pick up on something from the two games. I'm in love with Billy Gilmore. That boy is sensational. He gets into any national team. He gets into the England team. He gets into the Spain team. I genuinely believe that. I mean, everything is positive. He sees pictures.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's two or three pictures before he does it.
Listen, it's a strong area of the Scotland team. With Callum McGregor obviously stepping down,
yeah,
there's going to be more opportunity for Billy. He's just moved to Napoli with McTominay.
Aye,
I think they'll play.
That'll make him better.
I think it will. It will. A different environment. Going to Italy, I think it'll bring both of those guys on. And I think we'll get the benefit of it.
And what I loved about Gilmore last night, when you look at the midfield he was up against, he was sensational. He was the best midfielder on the pitch.
Yep.
The wee flicks round the corner, he just knew
clever,
whatever.
Clever. Yeah.
And always looking forward.
He just wants the ball. He wants the ball at any occasion. Give him a ball with a man right next to him, he's happy to take it. And that's what I love about Billy Gilmore. He wants it. And if he gives it away, he wants it the next time as well.
And also, applaud it to Ralston, because I thought he was like a fish out of water, the Euros in a back five. But seeing a back four, I thought he was solid against Poland, apart from the mistake for the penalty, but that can happen. And I thought he was great last night.
I think with Ralston, I think a lot of it's mentality, because he came in for a bit of stick in the Euros.
Yeah.
Another night after making the mistake, it's a clumsy tackle for the penalty, but he's there for the assist, for the, you know, he can put mistakes behind him. And we know he's not, I mean, he's not even the regular at Celtic, but he's in there the now and he's doing a job.
And he did well last night against Liao. Great performance, all in all, from Ralston and from Gilmore, who stood out, and McTominay, who was outstanding. Right, we're taking your calls on 0141 951 1025. We'll be back with your calls in just a second, but let's do this. Congratulations to Brian, who earlier won £112,000 on Make Me a Winner. So well done to you, Brian. He and his wife Jackie haven't been on holiday for 5 years, so they'll be going on holiday, I'm guessing. If I give you £112,000 right now, Simon, where are you going on holiday? Where would you go? Anywhere
I'm
in the world?
Down to south of France.
Oh. You can go anywhere in the world.
Yes,
you're going to south of France?
Absolutely. I don't think you'd see me again. £112,000, did you say?
Aye.
Where are we down there?
Cammy, I'm
Vegas. Vegas.
Aye. Yes. I'm with you. You could go to south of France on your own, mate.
I'm happy.
We could make you a winner with £114,000 tomorrow when we make another call, but you need to be in the draw. Text yes to 61025. That's yes to 61025. Text to £2 plus your standard network rate. Enter at Clyde1.com. Online entries cost £2, or call 0330 880 4523. Calls charge at standard rate. Over 18s only. All the rules for this radio network competition are online. And if you get a call from us after 3 tomorrow, answer within 5 rings and say the words. Do you know the words if you get the call tomorrow, Simon?
Make me a winner.
Yes, very good. If you say that, you'll get £114,000. But I've just been told I'm here, you can't win it because you work here. Text, you won't be going to the south of France. Text yes to 61025 for your chance to win. Good luck. We're back with your calls next.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Flying through your calls tonight, it's Clyde One Super Scoreboard with me, you and Cameron.
With the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion.
Beat the pundit. I've got to do that. I've got to do Beat the Pundit now, Producer John. No. Well, why did you fire that off on my ear then?
You used to put the fear in me and Cammy.
Yeah. So give us a call on 0141 951 1025. Have your say on Scotland. Another question I want to ask you, because the transfer window is still open in Turkey. Rumours are still circulating that Tavernier, the Rangers captain, will be on his way this week. There doesn't seem to be much about the rumour. We're not hearing anything officially on that, but the rumours persist. So before we get to Innes, who's in Shawlands, Simon Donnelly, James Tavernier, should he stay or should he go?
It's an interesting one. It took a bit of stick after the Celtic game.
Should he stay or should he go? After all that he's done for Rangers? How many years service?
Yeah, I think it's maybe for his own good.
Really?
I think it's time. Possibly. Is it Van Bronckhorst is looking at him?
Mm-hmm. Should he stay or should he go?
From a Rangers point of view, he needs to stay. Who do they replace him? They can't replace him at this moment in time. So
you got that boy from Feyenoord.
I just think it's the wrong timing to lose another player in your squad. I'd like to see him stay, but as Simon says, maybe in his own head, he thinks it's time to go. It's only him that'll be able to decide that. But certainly from a club's point of view, I wouldn't want him to go at this moment in time. Maybe January, when you can bring in more bodies, but I think he's a useful player between now and January for Rangers.
I or not, is the Rangers fans' treatment of Tavernier bang out of order?
For me, yeah. I think he's done a lot for the club. But again,
do you think it's unfair, the criticism?
No, listen, they're getting criticised. I don't think it's just Tavernier. I think there's a number
of
players.
He's getting it more than most. I suppose because he's a captain, he's been there longer, yeah.
I think some people haven't taken to Tavernier since he's joined the club. There's always been criticism flying about, which I didn't understand for long periods because of his goal return, his assists. Yeah.
But defensively is what the Rangers fans have been questioning. That's what's been lingering.
It is, yeah. I think Maeda has given him a bit of a torrid in the last few games, and I think they're the games that stick
in the neck.
The big games. And I think Maeda's got the better of Tavernier. I think some of the stick might be a little bit harsh, but I watched after that Celtic game and the stuff outside Ibrox and stuff, and he's getting it pretty personal. I wouldn't be surprised if he
goes.
That's not Rangers. The stuff that happened outside Ibrox, I don't think that's not Rangers. The fans shouldn't be doing that. Understand the frustration.
Remember, it's only one.
I'm frustrated
It's one Rangers fan that did that outside the stadium.
Yeah. So, it wasn't a great look.
And to be honest with you, I watched that video as well, and all the comments underneath were Rangers fans going, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? So it'd be interesting to hear what you've got to say on that, with rumours persisting that Tavernier could be gone by the end of the week. Should he stay or should he go? Give us a call, 0141 951 1025. Let's stick with Scotland for now, though. Innes is in Shawlands, wants to talk about John McGinn. Hello, Innes.
Hi, how are you getting on?
Not too bad. How's Shawlands tonight?
Wet and rainy.
Do you know Shawlands, Simon?
Not that well.
No, Cammy, do you know Shawlands? Well.
Not bad. Used to stay in Giffnock for a period.
Oh, okay.
Not far away.
They were saying, actually, while we're in the break, that they wouldn't be seeing Deedon Shawlands. So, but there you are, Innes. What do you want to say about John McGinn?
Yeah, so I was actually listening to the Big Scottish Football podcast this afternoon with you and Stephen. I think you guys made a really good point. I think the form of John McGinn over the Euros wasn't amazing. And then that's kind of continued into the previous two games there. And I just think he looks a wee bit leggy, as if he needs a break or anything like that. I just want to see what you guys thought of that.
Simon Donnelly, John McGinn, has he been underperforming not just for Scotland but Aston Villa?
I think he's been doing all right at Villa. I watched him playing with Villa after the Championships, and I thought he had a decent game. Can't remember who they were playing. But he's maybe no hit the levels that, I mean, before he was fantastic. He was our talisman for a while.
He's given away a lot of passes. He's losing possession a lot.
Yeah, but it still goes back to, would I leave him out the team? I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'd leave John out the team. I think he's still one of our better players, as I said, the talisman up until recently, maybe McTominay's taken over that with the goal scoring.
But see, that's my issue, Simon. You wouldn't leave him out because of past glories. That's where we fall over. If that was the case, Gareth Southgate wouldn't have taken the squad that he took to the Euros and got to a final, because he went with players that were in form and were playing well for their clubs. McGinn hasn't turned up for Scotland for a while now, yet he persists with them, and McGinn continues not to play for Scotland. Surely there has to come a time where Steve Clarke goes, I'm going to pull you out and put maybe a Gold in there or whoever it might be. Do you know what I'm getting at?
Aye, yes.
That's a manager's decision. The manager's got to do what's right for the player as well and for the team.
Yeah, I get your point, but I still think somebody like McGinn would be more capable than other guys of stepping up and putting one in the back of the net.
What I would say is the guys that potentially would replace McGinn, maybe like Gold, as you mentioned there, hasn't had the game time for Scotland to convince me to drop John McGinn and play him from the start. Maybe in a few games' time, if John still isn't hitting his high levels that we know he can hit. And again, it's just that expectation from, we know John McGinn's a fantastic player. He's a brilliant, brilliant player. But he's maybe just not hitting them heights. But again, the guys that are on the bench, I don't see anyone that jumps in front of him at this moment in time.
Innes, would you drop John McGinn for the next game away to Croatia?
I think you need to. It's the difficulty with Steve Clarke at the minute is you don't really know what's going to happen next. When he's stuck the same team from the Poland to the Portugal game, whether he's going to change it up again, and I think he does need to. I think that this Scotland team's got to grow. You need to look at different combinations and different options in the midfield. So I think potentially a different combination might be beneficial for the squad in the future.
He does have some big decisions to make going forward, as Steve Clarke, and this makes a really good point there, because Steve Clarke did talk about the younger players and bringing them in slowly but surely and integrating them into the team and then giving them more game time. But at some point he's going to have to pull the trigger and make a big decision where those players that are tried and trusted and given the Golds of this world and the Dokes of this world and the Morgans and the Conways of this world that opportunity.
Definitely.
And I know you are very much supportive of young players and players bursting through to be given an opportunity.
Yep.
Is it that time?
I think so. And I think the only thing you can say, like Sir Ben Doak, is he hasn't had a lot of the game time at Liverpool. But now he's at Borough. He's going to play, I think, more often than not. Yep. And he's the one that excites me. I worked with Ryan Gold and many moons ago, and he's another clever footballer who I think has found his place at Vancouver. It suits him. I think he's the captain there. He's enjoyed his football there. He's got himself into the Scotland squad. I'd like to see Ryan feature more as well.
I thought he looked good against Poland. Some nice wee touches.
Exciting players that if you add them to the kind of core of what has got us the success before, I think there's something decent there. But again, it's a big call to get these boys not just coming on for 5 minutes.
Starting ahead of big-time players like John McGinn, for example. Innes, really good call, and thanks for listening to the podcast, my man. It's just gone 5-7, on the way after 7. Beat the pundit. Simon Donnelly standing by.
With the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
I forgot that bit of music was coming in. So you've got Simon Donnelly here, you've got Cammy Bell here, Beat the Pundit. If you want to play Beat the Pundit tonight, give us a call on 01419511025. That's 01419511025 if you want to play Beat the Pundit. It is 29 to the Pundits this season, so you're having a good season, boys. Pundits are doing well.
I think I won my last one, but...
Did you?
Yeah, but we'll not talk about the one before that. Donut.
Cammy's yet to win a game this season.
That makes me feel
I've only played once, I think, though.
Cammy, you've yet to win.
Aye, okay.
Whether it's one or two, you've yet to win. So if you're playing Cammy tonight, we can guarantee a victory. Beat the Pundits next. Stay right there.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening. Welcome along to Clyde One Super Scoreboard with me, Ewan Cameron, alongside Simon Donnelly and Cammy Bell. We are taking your calls till 8 p.m. 0141 951 1025 is the number to call. Taking your calls tonight on Stevie Clark. Should he stay or should he go? 1-1 in 14. But performances were better against Poland and also Portugal. So do we stick with Stevie Clark? What do you think? 0141 951 1025 is the number to call. And when it comes to James Tavernier, the Rangers captain, should he stay or should he go? The transfer window is still open in Turkey and rumours persist that he will be leaving Rangers this week. So 0141 951 1025 is the number to call. But first, before we get to your calls, we need to do this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Beat the Pundit. Got Peter from Falkirk on the phone. Good evening, Peter.
Hiya.
You all right, Peter? How are you?
Nah, no bad, Paul.
Have you played Beat the Pundit before?
No, first time.
First time. And if you were to choose between Cammy and Simon, who would you like to play?
Simon.
Simon.
What was he trying to say, Peter?
Must have seen you zero a couple of weeks ago.
So you think you've got a better chance of beating Simon Donnelly?
No, it's just about Rangers, Manchester United. Oh,
Rangers versus Rangers. Celtic.
That's what it is.
That's
like
what it is. Right, okay, so you're looking for Rangers versus Celtic. You're hoping for a Rangers win, obviously.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. So, but can I ask you before we get to Beat the Pundit, James Tavernier, should he stay or should he go?
I think it's time for him to go. The only thing I'm worried about is getting some a replacement in.
That's the point you were making, Cammy.
Yep. I think it's becoming the time he needs to go soon, but I'm not sure this moment in time is the right one. Maybe January.
Okay, Peter, let's do this. You're a Rangers man in Falkirk. It is now time for Beat the Pundit. So Simon Donnelly, Cammy Bell, I'm going to flip the 50 pence piece. Heads or tails, who wants to call this?
I'll go heads.
You're going to go heads. So if it's heads, you've got your wish, Peter. If it's tails, you've got Cammy Bell. I flipped that again. That was awful. That was really bad. Oh, the...
What is he?
Right, I'll do that
go.
Again.
Go
third time
it.
Lucky.
Go. That was good.
That was good. It's heads.
Oh, it's Sid.
It's Simon. You got your wish. It is Rangers versus Celtic. So, how this is going to work, Simon Donnelly's going to hear some music in his ear. You got some music in your ear?
Not yet.
Yeah. You got some music? No. I can hear it. What are you listening to? Take the head. Take that off. All right, good. That's good. Aye. Okay, so there's Simon Donnelly bobbing away to the music that he's listening to in his ears. He cannot hear these questions. Peter, are you ready?
Right on.
Okay, let's do this. Your time starts now. How many career goals has Cristiano Ronaldo scored?
899.
Dougie Samuels manages which SPFL club?
Bye.
Who is the only Finnish player in Celtic's first team?
Oh, pass.
The Citizens are the nickname of which SPFL team?
Pass.
Who was Rangers' top league goal scorer last season?
Dessers.
Tommy Conway currently plays for which team? I'll give you this one. Tommy Conway.
Not pass.
Tommy Conway currently plays for which team? Like it's not, it's not, it's in, it's in the area of Newcastle, Sunderland. It's what's the next team near there? What's he's got nothing so far. Come on, Peter. What's give me another name here? Tommy Conway. He's just went there. He's just went there. He's went there with Ben Doak. We've been talking about tonight. Name that team in the championship. Sorry,
the championship.
Aye,
no,
it begins with an M.
Well.
Motherwell, no. Okay, you're getting on for that now.
What is going on?
That was the longest 30 seconds.
Yeah. Peter will get every question now.
Do you get the full 10?
Peter's had a nightmare.
Good.
Right, he's had a nightmare. Bit like Rangers this season, he's had a nightmare.
Good.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get the clock reset. Simon
you
Donnelly.
You're giving me the minute.
Right. Simon Donnelly, your time starts now. How many career goals has Cristiano Ronaldo scored?
901.
Dougie Samuels manages which SPFL club?
Pass.
Who is the only Finnish player in Celtic's first team?
Pass.
Oh, the Citizens are the nickname of which SPFL team? Who was Rangers' top league goal scorer last season?
Dessels.
Tommy Conway currently plays for which team?
Borough.
Marco Ranjak. I've decided you're not getting that.
Oh, come on.
I've decided you're not. Well, I'm in charge and I can do what I like.
You gave Peter about an hour.
I don't care.
You had the full 5 minutes.
Are you that competitive?
Yes.
You don't want this boy.
Peter, the Rangers fan. You he wants to beat me.
You don't want this boy to get the signed ball, do you?
No.
Okay, let's go through the answers. How many career goals has Cristiano Ronaldo now scored?
901.
Peter, you said 899. Yeah, you'd be wrong, Peter. It's 901. Doogie Samuels manages which SPFL club? You both got this wrong.
Spartans.
You're well done, Cammy.
There you go.
Cammy is right. He was Googling right enough, but well done, you, mate. Who's the only Finnish player in Celtic's first team? The Rangers fan didn't have a clue. Clearly, he doesn't care.
Finnish?
You call yourself a Celtic man?
Stump. Who is it?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Who is it?
Sinisalo?
Oh, right. The goalkeeper.
Aye.
The
oh, yes, keeper. Yes, it's a keeper, yeah.
Right.
The Citizens are the nickname of which SPFL team? Peter, you said Hee Haw.
Is it Steny?
Nah, what do you think it is, Cammy?
No, I don't know that one either.
Edinburgh City.
Oh, is it? Oh,
Edinburgh City. Right. Who is the Rangers' top league goal scorer last season? Peter, you said?
Dessels.
You said, Simon?
Dessels.
Both of you are wrong. It was James Tavernier.
Tavernier, right. Yep.
League goal scorer. League goal scorer. That was
what's the score? 1-0?
It's 1-0. Tommy Conway currently plays for which team? Peter got this and so did Simon.
2-1.
So it is... Well, I know that Peter didn't get it, but I'm just giving him a point, all right? I'm giving him a point.
Did he take that long to get all them questions? Or did you give him more?
No, that was it. That was it. So the winner of Beat the Pundit tonight is Simon Donnelly. It's another victory for Celtic over Rangers. And because I feel sorry for you, Peter, and also because Rangers are having a horrific time of it, yeah, I am doing it. Producer John Zamir, don't you dare do it. Well, I am doing it because, again, I'm here. I don't know where Gordon is tonight. I'm here. I'll decide. And because I feel sorry for Peter and Rangers, Peter, you're going to get a signed football for us, all right?
Cheers.
You're welcome, my friend. You have a good one.
Right. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. All the best. Stay on the line. They're going to get your address and send that out to you.
Right, cheers, mate.
Cheers, bud.
Amazing.
She'd hear producer John in my ear. What are you doing?
He never even got one right.
He didn't get. That's what I felt sorry for him.
He had about 2 minutes as well.
I know.
To get four questions
at a time.
I was trying to help the boy out. He's getting a fit ball. Cheer him up. I mean, look at his team.
I know.
I mean, they're five behind Celtic already and Aberdeen. And see, by the weekend, if it doesn't go their way at Tannadice, they could be eight behind Aberdeen and Rangers. Yeah, exactly. Give them the ball.
You scraped through that as well, Sid there.
That's my kind of style.
Struggle, was it?
I always struggle. Low score wins.
John, can I just ask the other questions here just to see if they know what the answers are? Can I do this? All right. Before we get back to your calls. So, Tommy Conway, you were right.
Borough.
Marco Rajamki and Rajamaki, somebody's in my ear screaming, Jani Lindberg are the joint record signings for which club in the Championship? In the Championship right now, record signings, two players.
Falkirk.
Nah. Falkirk haven't got the money.
Do you know?
Who's spending a bit of money just now? Marco Rajamki.
Wraith.
Jan Lindberg are joint record signings for which club?
Nah.
Morton.
Morton.
Hi. Hi, it's Morton. Nah. Which team do Rangers face in their first Europa League game?
Oh.
Glad we never got to these questions.
We're not going for the 10 tonight, anyway.
Do you know who's in the group?
No, Man U and Spurs.
Who's the other ones? Sweden.
Malmo.
Yes. How many goals has Scott McTominay scored for Scotland?
Oh, that's a good one.
In total?
12.
Wrong.
I was going to say 18.
Wrong. 11.
11.
And who is the youngest of the McGinn brothers? Stephen, Paul or John?
John.
Aye.
It's John.
Is it John?
Yeah.
John's 33. Yeah, Paul's... No, sorry, John's 29. Paul's 33. Stephen is 35. Right, you get the football, mate. Thanks for playing, even though you were useless. Right, Jim is in Rutherglen. He wants to talk with James Tavernier. Should he stay or should he go? Good evening, Jim.
Good evening, guys. How are we?
I'm not too bad, Jim. Jim. There you are in Rutherglen. What's it looking like?
Oh, scorching. Always is,
scorching,
mate.
Lovely. Always, yeah, scorching. Always sunny in Rutherglen. Right, so Tavernier, time to go or not?
Always time to go, but in the summer. And Clermont, and again, with a bit of lack of management and preparation, if we lose him now, it's leaving us really weak. I just kind of believe that a manager would come in, and there's a captain at a club who has seen off the previous five managers, and you don't see an issue with that, and you don't bring your own man in, or you don't change it. But I don't think it's all Tavernier's doing as well. I've actually disagreed with Kenny Miller on the show about this. I can't believe no previous manager actually brought in another right back and pushed him further forward. But I do believe it's time to go, yes.
Cammy, I think he's been a fantastic servant for Rangers. I think he's been great for Rangers. He's captained a football club. There has been some successes. They've been great in Europe. They've got to a European final. He's scored some dramatic goals, big goals, cup final goals.
Yep, yep.
I do find that the small minority of Rangers fans who are on his back on a regular basis are a bang out of order and should look at the bigger picture. I think they will live to regret when he leaves the club this week. If he leaves the club this week, I think they'll regret it.
I really don't want him to leave the club this week. I think he's been a brilliant servant. Rangers as a team are having a tough time at the moment. So it's not, let's just not single out James Tavernier. It's not just his fault. As a team, they're not performing. Yes, he's part of that. He's a captain, so he will get a little bit more stick. He's got to take some responsibility for that. He's trying to drive the team on, as well as the manager is as well. It doesn't sit comfortable with me that Rangers are going to let their captain go to another country with the windows still open and our windows closed. I just think that's crazy. Why would you do that? I mean, you're losing a top quality player in your squad. Whether he's performing at his highest level at this moment in time is irrelevant. He can pick up form between now and January, which could be so important for Rangers. Yes, his time might be coming to an end, that they need to look at a new right back, but there's not one in the building that's ready made at this moment in time.
So Jim thinks that it's time for Tavernier to go, but next summer. So he wants him to stay for the remainder of the season. Jim, you stay there because we've got Richard, who's also a Rangers fan. He thinks that Tavernier has got to stay. Why, Richard?
How you doing, everybody? Thank you very much for taking my call. Ewan, Simon and Cammy. I think it's disgusting the way he's been treated. People need to remember what he's done. And yes, he goes against like somebody like Maeda, who can literally, let's be honest, he could probably run quicker than Usain Bolt. And, you know, I just think the way he's been treated, people have got very short memories. Do you know what I mean? He's the highest scoring defender in UK football. And I think that people need to remember that. You know, people go through black patches of form. They don't have good form or whatever, man. But, you know, I saw the things on Twitter or whatever it's called nowadays. And I think it's disgusting the way the man's been treated. Obviously, the man's going to stand up and protect himself and make sure. I've got friends that are Celtic fans that thought it was disgusting as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that he needs to, you know, rediscover the form that brought him to us and made him the highest scoring defender in the UK. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Grant Alexander,
can't remember
the boy's name.
Grant Alexander, yeah, who scored loads of penalties and that for Preston, etc., etc. It's a good point you're making, Richard. It could well be, Jim, who you want Tavernier to go in the summer, that the expectations are so high for Tavernier and what he's done in his career at Rangers that when he does go on the slide and his performances aren't up to scratch, he's judged differently to other players. Is that the problem?
Can I just clarify that I'm not going to bang the hate and Tavernier drum? I'm just going to say that I think his time has came to move on.
Right.
But I don't want the greatest, the top goal scorer and right back. I want a captain that galvanises my team. And when we go to places like Parkhead, there's a captain there that the team can get behind. That's what I want. I feel he's not been a captain, and I feel he should have been always pushed forward and have been a good player for Rangers. And he has been a good player, he's been a fantastic servant, but he's not the captain that I want for Rangers, especially when you're chasing Celtic for all these years.
Richard, he's not captain material now. He doesn't galvanise his team. Do you agree with that?
No, I understand what Jim's saying. I mean, we look back at the previous captains we've had. You know, we've had, you know, some excellent captains, as have Celtic had excellent captains as well. But I think that, you know, wanting the man out the door just because of what the start of the season's, you know, I'm not saying Jim's saying that, but out the door just because, you know, some bad results went up against Celtic, you know, Maeda's obviously fitter than him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the man's had, people just forget. I just go back to, you know, actual Rangers fans standing at Ibrox shouting at him, you know, try to call him out, try to, you know, start something with a man who, let's just be honest, his job is to make us happy. His job's to lead our club. I think he's been an excellent servant. I think he's been an excellent captain. Yes, he does kind of canter back towards, you know, when he runs out of position, he canters back towards where he should be, etc. You know, it makes the centre halves come out and go that other way. But, you know, I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I just think that the way he's been treated is disgusting towards a man who's given so much for the club.
Yeah.
And I think that he should... Listen, I agree with Jim. If he's going to go next year when we get somebody we can replace him with.
Aye.
Because Sterling's good, yeah. He can play anywhere in the park, but he's no Tavernier. He's not got the goals in him.
No. And you know what I mean? It's been great speaking to you, Richard, there in Falkirk. You got Jim and Rutherglen. They're two Rangers fans talking about James Tavernier. And because Rangers are having such a horrific time of it just now in the league, I'm also going to give you two footballs tonight because I'm a nice... I am. Producer John's on me. You're screaming. Can you hear him screaming in my ear?
I can hear him,
He's screaming in my ear. Richard, would you like a football sent to you?
Bear in mind, I do know you as well, Ewan. I've met you a couple of times, same with Cammy.
So, Richard, would you like a football? Would that cheer you up?
Yes, I would like a football. Thank you.
Mate, you stay on the line. We'll get your details. We'll send you one. Jim, you there in Rutherglen, do you want a football?
Yes, I'll give him a football with my son. Cheers,
Ewan. Your son can kick that about the park because nobody wants a football with Cammy's name on it. Cheers, Jim. Cheers, Richard. They're away. They've got a football now.
Amazing.
Did you hear John and his...
I can hear him in Uria. I can hear him shouting in Uria.
The bosses will be phoning them up. How many balls have we got?
Keep getting them away.
He's just shouted at me, "You're not Oprah Winfrey." Right, hold on. Look at this.
Just give the whole box away.
Hold on. Can I lift this box up? Look at all these balls. I could give balls to everybody tonight. Look at this. See that? Go in the white shop.
You blow them up.
There you go.
There's a ball.
I think she would just give them away tonight, all of them. There's loads of them. You've got loads of signings today tonight. There's a ball.
Still in the raffle, them ones.
Still in the raffle. You still
need to blow them up.
You've got to sign them. Look at all these ones. Right, so we've got plenty, so I don't know what you're moaning about, Producer John. There's plenty. So how many have we given away already?
Three.
Right. Who wants a ball? Give us a call. Oh, 0141 951 1025. And the lines have lit up like a Christmas tree. Right. I've been told go to break. I think the bosses won't have a word with me. We'll be back with you in a second.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
We've already given away three balls tonight. I'm only here for the night, so I don't give a hoot whether the bosses are upset with me or no. So I've given three balls away, and loads of people on Twitter saying, "Ewan, you're just like Oprah Winfrey." You're right. See Alistair Gregor on Twitter. "Mate, drop me a DM, I'll send you a ball." That's Alistair Gregor on Twitter. "Drop me a DM, I'll send you a ball." When I say I send you a ball, I'll give the details to Producer John and he'll send you a ball. So anyway, we're here, we're doing this. Jude's in Paisley, hello Jude.
"Make me a ball winner, please."
Hold on, Jude.
A whole new show.
Jude, amazing.
Jude, hold on.
Jude's getting a ball
there
as well.
There we go, on YouTube. I've just got you a ball and it's just added to the collection of balls that we've given away tonight.
Fabulous.
Hi, Jude.
Hello. I just wanted to go back on your point you made about Tavernier.
Yeah.
And how they should, like, think about the bigger picture and what you've done for the club. Fair enough. But can you give Stevie Clark the same...
No.
Does it seem very fair, you? You're kidding me, boss. Yeah, that seems fair.
Aye.
Are you trying to give Stevie Clark a shot?
I'm going to take that ball. Jude, I'm going to take that ball away for you. If you come and have a pop, if you no, but as well as I'm in charge, if you come on here and have a pop at me, I take the ball away. If you come on and you give Simon and Cammy a hard time, I'll give you another ball. Jude, see while you're on. Yeah, we'll get to your point in just a wee second. We're going to do the full time teaser, which I forgot to do going into the break at 20 past there.
I wonder why.
Right, so you're going to help out Cammy and Simon here. And it's from Mark O'Brien. It's a really good question. Thanks for this, Mark. Can you name the last 10 Scotland goalscorers who were not born in Scotland? And this is thanks to Universal Interiors, East Kilbride. Email us your questions at fulltime@clyde1.com. And if you do that, we'll get you a football.
Dykes.
That's
Lyndon Dykes.
Lyndon Dykes, yes. Where's he originally from?
Australia.
Oh, yeah, the balls are falling over.
McTominay.
McTominay is correct, England.
Adams.
No, McTominay's not on the list. He is England, you're right.
Adams.
Adams, England, yeah. There you got three. Feel free, jump in, Jude, and shout out some names.
No, I think Cammy and Simon have done a grand job.
Aye. You just came on to get a ball, didn't you?
How far do we go back?
You got me. I'm all yours, Jude. So we've got McTominay, we've got Adams. There's 10. The last 10.
Back a wee bit.
You can go back a wee bit, aye.
Mackie,
no. Can you name the last 10 Scotland goalscorers who were not born in Scotland? So you've got Adams, you've got McTominay.
Dykes as well.
You've got, yes, you've got 3 of the 10. Get me one more and then we'll move on and we'll do it later. Somebody from Tenerife wants to speak to us, clearly desperate for a ball.
I've got Richard Goff in my head. Is that going back too far?
You've gone back too far. You're looking in the last 10 years, 10, 12 years. I'll give you a clue. One of them played at Hibs and then ended up down south. Played with Sheffield. Was it Sheffield Wednesday? Striker at Hibs. Was born in England. Nearly went to Celtic. Never quite happened. Did he go to Celtic? No, they didn't do
it. Chef Wed.
Aye.
Maybe I've got that wrong. Who's it? Chef Wed.
Chef Wednesday.
I've just been told I'm here. My knowledge is very good. Chef Wed played with Hibs, striker.
Oh, for goodness sake.
No.
Recently played with Wrexham as well. Get this one, we'll move on.
Fletcher.
Correct. Stephen Fletcher, so did, yeah, England. So it's 4 of the 10. Right. What were you saying, Jude, apart from what you want in a ball?
No, I just think that you were talking about Tavernier having and the fans are looking at the bigger picture of things and what he's given to the club, and I think you should give Stevie Clark the same recognition, quite frankly. I think he's done a lot for the Scotland team, and especially for the Scotland fans, to get us into Euros. And okay, it wasn't the greatest of performances, but he needs a chance to let these players come up to scratch to get to that standard. We're not used to these competitions, and the kind of opposition that we've had has been pretty top class, as the guy said earlier, you know. So I think he's been unfairly judged at the moment.
I agree, Jude. I think he's got credit in the bank at the moment. I think that's why it's a split decision at the moment. There's some fans that are questioning him and want him maybe to move on and think he's taking Scotland as far as he can. And other fans are giving him time because of what he's done for the country. I think we give him time. I really do think October's going to be massive for Scotland. His approach to the games, the results are really important as well. We need to break this cycle of not winning a game. So it's going to be really important that he gets a positive result and a positive performance.
It's where we want to be as well.
Aye.
There was another caller, I forget who it was, made the point earlier on. It's where we want to be. We're at the
top.
We're playing against the top teams.
Indeed.
And I think just the disappointment from the Euros, it fell down on that Hungary game, didn't it? Because we didn't feel as if we made a good fist of it, you know, and that's where the disappointing negativity came from that. But we're in the finals. We want to go and do better, obviously, but we're in this Group A at the moment. We're playing against top teams. As Cammy says there, the pressure is on the next two games because they're not going to get any easier.
Jude, you're a Celtic fan.
Yes, I am.
See you on Saturday. Hearts are beating you. Why are you laughing?
I was going to bet you a ball on that.
Oh. Bet me a ball.
That'll be you getting another ball.
You're probably guaranteed another ball, to be honest with you. So I'm not taking that bet, Jude. But you'll get the ball that I've picked out for you. It's here in my hand
Thank you very much.
That'll be posted out to you. It's been lovely speaking to you.
Magic. Take care, guys.
Cheers, Jude. Cheers, all the best. Craig is in Bishop Briggs. Hello, Craig.
Hello.
If you just come on to get a ball, it's not happening.
No, no. Wes, it's from Gordon DL.
If he was here, he would love to take your question.
So my question is, Steve Clark won game in 14 losses. If that was a club manager, I think he would be sacked already. The next game, Croatia, is a big one. If he loses that, it will be more pressure for him.
Craig, that is an excellent point. If he was a club manager with one win in 14...
Stuart Kettlewell, last season? What was his record? He was Motherwell stuck by him and through that sticky period. They were that was a huge amount of
yeah, but there's
games.
A difference. There's a difference between Motherwell and Scotland.
That. I get that.
But no, I take your point, no.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, 90 times out of 100, yep. 999 times out of 1,000, the manager, yep. the club manager's gone. It's a really good point from Craig.
Listen, it is a good bit. That's a campaign, so. We've been at the Euros, we're now in this next bit of the campaign. They've decided to stay with Steve Clark.
Have the SFA contacted you today with some talking points? Have they?
What do you think, I'm backing the SFA?
It would appear as though you've got this SFA playbook out tonight.
Not really.
Excuses. Well, you're doing a really good job of putting them forward.
What I'm saying is, I've looked with my own eyes at the team. The players, they are there.
Rose-tinted spectacles.
They're still there from before. We've got one or two new ones coming in. And I think you've got... But ultimately, it's results. So the pressure is on. As we said earlier on, the pressure... Even before these six games, you look at them, they're not easy games. But the performances were better in those two games. We go into the next two, and then we'll sit here and discuss it.
I think if Scotland had performed in them two games they did in Euros,
yes.
I think there would have been huge question marks. But again, the performance has picked up.
That's what I said last. Weirdly, I would have accepted those performances at the Euros. Because I think we have went out in the games and had a bit of a go.
Being competitive.
Yeah.
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 Craig, see, while I've got you on, I can see that you're a Rangers man. Tavernier, should he stay or should he go this week?
That's a difficult one because... Every year he's done good, but when it comes to Celtic, he seems to be a bag of nerves.
Aye.
You know, because he's won the Scottish Cup, League Cup.
He's won a league title, aye?
Yeah, I don't think that's good enough for a captain, if I'm honest.
Would you be happy to see him go this week if it happens?
I kind of would, yeah. To be honest, I think he's done really good for Servant. I think he's been here for, 10 years?
Yeah.
It's a difficult one, but who's going to come in as a captain? Liam Balogun, if he stays fit.
Yeah, and that was the point you were making, Cammy. It's all very well and good saying Tavernier should go, but be careful
call.
What you wish for. It's a huge call to make, especially as you say the window's closed in the UK.
Yeah. See, the whole captain thing, I look at Tavernier as a player and what he brings to the club. A lot of people question him over his captaincy and the way he goes about captaining Rangers. Listen, he's no Barry Ferguson. He's no the captain that we've seen in previous years. But I think the game's evolved. You look at Celtic's captain, Callum McGregor. He leads by example on the pitch. And I think Tav does that. I think he's going through a tough period at the moment. I do agree with that. But there's been... How many games has Tavernier pulled Rangers out of with a goal, a free kick?
Yep.
Again, an unbelievable ball in the box with an assist. He's done it time after time. So, again, I think he leads differently as a captain. Yes, I agree, at this moment in time, he's having a sticky period, but so are Rangers, so are them as a team. And I, again, look at it and go, well, Tav is having a bad time of it, but so are the team. So that just shows you how important he is to the team.
Yeah, it's a huge goal. And I don't know if the timing's right. The only way that I wouldn't be surprised if he goes is because of, you know, a little bit of stick he's got, and he might see it as the time to move on. But it's a big call for your manager.
But he's took stick before, so I think he's got broad enough shoulders to continue and get on with it.
I'm not sure. I just seen after that the Celtic game, but it's the timing's not right.
No,
the timing's not right because, as you say, the window's shut. It's a big call. I think it sends your captain to let your captain.
Does it not send out the wrong signals from Rangers to let your captain go when the window's shut? You can't bring anyone else in.
Yeah,
I really do think it does.
Craig, really good call. Thanks for that, my friend. Much appreciated. Got a text here, or so a tweet from Matthew. He says, "What's Postman Pat doing on Clyde's Super Scoreboard tonight? Do I look like Postman Pat? I don't look like Postman
he's
Pat.
Maybe talking about me, or Cammy.
No, he's talking about you. Me, because of the glasses. Postman Pat wears glasses, didn't he?
Should be.
I've got some wee cat. My black and white cat.
Cat. Jess. Jess.
You can be my cat, Simon.
Jess.
Craig, thanks for that. Right, Graham is a Rangers fan. He's in Bayliston. I used to work in Bayliston. Hello, Graham.
Just in the corner. You make me a winner and geese a ball.
Go on then.
I'm the original Bath man for Bayliston. I've already been on Beat the Pundit.
You're the original who?
Bath man for Bayliston. I done the
Bath man.
The Bath man. I done the Beat the Pundit in the bath against Mark Wilson.
In a what?
In the bath.
I was thinking about Gordon DL when I was washing my nose.
Right, okay. Because you asked me so nicely, Graham, there's a ball here for you.
Hope you're not in a bath now, Graham.
Yeah, no. No, I've just committed.
Right, you've got a ball. I've given away five balls tonight.
Too much.
Five balls.
Actually, I met Mark Wilson and Gordon DL in Germany.
Mate, we're not sat around the table having a pint. This is a football show. You need to make a point.
It's about Tavernier. They've got to keep him. At the end of the day, he was a top goal scorer last year. No matter what they say, they're not going to replace him. Especially the new. You can date in January and maybe get a replacement, but not the new.
Well, who's the boy from Feyenoord you've got? Is he not a direct replacement for Tavernier going forward?
Has he played much?
I'm not that familiar with the player, but they like him.
Was that the one he said he wasn't ready?
I think he wasn't fit. I think he's lack of playing time.
But you gotta take that chance, and we've got to keep him to January.
But again, if you listen to your man, what's the guy's name, the chief executive boy that said a few weeks ago, he was kind of hinting at that this is a season of transition, more or less. Mm-hmm. And Clement has said that.
Yeah, but do it when the transfer window's open. Don't do it when it's shut and we can't buy anybody.
Yeah. Is it a season of transition for Rangers? The league's gone. Forget it. It's gone.
Yeah. No. It's got to be, as I say.
So Graham, you think the league's gone? It's done. It's over.
I'm an honest guy. I'm an honest Rangers fan. It doesn't look good.
Right. So you don't think it's looking good and you think the season might already be over and the league's done. Cammy, is the league already done and should the Rangers fans maybe get into that way of thinking and just think about the future and prepare for next season?
No, definitely not. I don't think the league's gone. Listen, we've just into September.
Where are you winning it? How are you winning it? With that squad?
Old Firm games? So that's where you win it, the Old Firm games. So you can, for me, you can't say the league's over because you've still to play Celtic another three times. Yes, I get history.
By the way, I think you've just made a really good point. And I don't know if you know this, Graham. I don't know if you know this, Cammy. You lost the league because of the games against Celtic last year.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 games against the others, Rangers had a better record than Celtic. You lost the league because of the matches against Celtic. So if you can do what you did last season to the other 10 and you can reverse some of the results against Celtic, you'll have a chance of winning the league.
Listen, it's going to be difficult, but to write the league off at the start of September, I think it's crazy for me. And I think it's going to be really difficult because I think Celtic are in a really good place. Rangers aren't as much, but you've got to still believe that they can go.
Celtic Rangers, you don't get transition seasons.
No.
Fans won't allow it. They want you to be competing. Whether you can is the question, but you don't get transition seasons.
Well, we'll find out sooner rather than later. Graham, you've got yourself a ball. Do you want me to sign it for you as well? Because I've not signed any of these balls.
I'm trying to get Gordon and Mark to sign it to the bath, man.
Nah, they're no here. You're just getting us three. Mate, have a great night. Nice speaking to you.
Thanks.
Cheers, bud. All the best. It is Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We're in the final 20 minutes. Back with your calls in a second. Stay right there.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141-951-1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Graham is a... Oh, he's an Aberdeen fan who lives in Lanark. We'll get to you in just a second, Graham. Hold on. But first, let's get back to the full-time teaser. It's a question from Mark O'Brien. Can you name the last 10 Scotland goal scorers who were not born in Scotland? So, Cammy, Bell and Simon Donnelly here with me tonight. They have four of the 10. Scott McTominay, Shea Adams, Lyndon Dykes, Stephen Fletcher. One of the players were in the starting 11 versus Germany. Who is it? Here's a wee clue. Wasn't he born in Scotland?
We don't realise he wasn't born in Scotland.
Well, clearly, because you'd have said it.
Aye, but I know, but some
and he scored know. A goal. Listen, and they've scored a goal.
Listen, so it's,
I'm going...
Who are you going with?
I'm going with the red card man, Porteous.
What are you saying, Cammy?
Oh, I'm going to say...
I've missed somebody there. Who else was it? Kirsty?
You're too struggling with this one.
Yeah,
because we'll get another five.
Ralston? None of them.
Tierney. He was born in the Isle of Man.
Wow.
Was he?
Kieran Tierney was born in... I didn't know that. There you go.
We mentioned him.
I thought it was Bells Hill or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No. Isle of Man was Kieran Tierney. Next five.
I've got one that might be on the next five. Chris Emmaluma?
No. Did he ever score for Scotland?
I don't know if he scored that.
Remember
that Saturday? Maybe he scored.
What I will say for the final five, four of them out of the five are from England.
Right.
And I'll tell you, the other one who's not from England, what I'm going to say to you, Simon Donnelly, you should know this.
I should know it.
You should know this. So clearly a Celtic player.
Right.
I'll give you another wee clue. Also a manager.
Also a manager. Ooh.
Celtic player, also a manager.
It's no Scott Brill.
No. Also a manager. Played with Scotland, scored for Scotland, scored a huge goal at Parkhead for Scotland. Former Celtic player.
Maloney.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
Malaysia.
Maloney, yes.
Malaysia.
Yes.
So, four to get, all born in England.
Okay.
One of them was on the coaching staff with Stevie Clark, and then he...
Morrison.
Correct. Yep. You got Morrison as well, James Morrison. The other, I forgot that he'd scored for Scotland. Plays with Newcastle. Still at Newcastle. Plays a bit
Fraser.
Part.
Fraser.
Is he not at Newcastle anymore, Producer John? Is he gone?
Ryan
he got
Fraser.
Freed last season.
Yep.
He was at Newcastle for a number of years. Who is it?
Ryan Fraser.
No.
No.
He went to Southampton.
The other winger, left footed boy.
Yeah, left footed boy, correct. Aye, blonde.
Can't remember his name.
He used to be married to Madonna. There's a clue.
Richie.
Yeah, what's his first name?
Matt Ritchie.
So you've got two to get.
Is Oliver Burke one?
Do you know what?
Ollie Burke?
No. Graham is in Lanark. Hello, Graham.
Hello, Aidan.
I'm not too bad, Graham. You're an Aberdeen fan.
I'm indeed, yes.
Are you winning the league?
It's happening. I mean, Rangers have to catch us. I don't know about Celtic, but we'll definitely finish in second, I think. It's in the bag.
It's a comedy show now. It's a comedy show. That's a great start for Aberdeen. And do you know what? I think you beat Motherwell at the weekend.
I know, it's hard. I know, but you know, it's a bit like Scotland. You get your hopes up, and then suddenly, you know, it's just taken away from you. And being a Scotland and Aberdeen fan, I don't really get much joy. So we're just enjoying it as much as we can just now, basically.
Aye. So what, when it comes to Stevie Clark, you've got the final say on this, and whatever you say, we'll pass it on to the SFA because they'll take your advice. Should Stevie Clark stay or go?
I think he has to go. And I thought he should have went after the Hungary game because, as some of the callers said before, it was so devastatingly disappointing. Like, I remember watching that game just being crushed, and I really was crushed by like how poor we were. And I think it's far deeper than just Stevie Clark. I think it's there's a real mentality. I think it starts with, you know, even up at the SFA, of like a, you know, we're quite self-defeatist, I think. You know, I think there's a real lack of belief in Scotland. I don't know where that comes from because, you know, even the game in, you know, against Poland, we just seemed to do everything to lose that game. You know, clearly a better team than them. You know, I did not rate them at all, and I'm not a footballer like the guys with you, but I didn't think they were anything special, and we still somehow just contrived to lose it. And even like when you think back to like the Northern Ireland defeat, you just look at it and going, what's going on here? What's wrong with the players? And looking at the Euros, you know, you just felt that they just didn't believe that they could get out of the group. And I think that started even before the tournament began. And I think Stevie Clark obviously coming in and doing what he's doing, he's done an amazing job. Like, he's given me some amazing memories. You know, I remember us being at France 98 and thinking that would always happen.
and it took so long. So to be back at a major competition was fantastic. But I just feel that he's not the man who's going to be able to bridge that, you know, mentality to say, look, guys, you are good enough. You'll play at the highest level. I mean, I think that it was more disappointing about the Euros. You're looking at teams like Georgia and Slovenia doing so well, and Romania playing with this belief they could go out and beat anyone. You know, Georgia beating Portugal. Yeah, I mean, look, fair enough, Portugal had a weakened team in the Euros, but we should have done that, and we were, you know, beat by quite an average Hungary team. So I think he kind of does, and I think these two games, the fact that we played well doesn't mean anything, you know, because we still lost. I think that's the mentality we kind of have to get past. Was that, no, even though we obviously you can't go out and beat Portugal in Lisbon, but we did lose to Poland, you know, and we played well, but that doesn't matter. That's not going to get us the major competition. So I think there's deep rooted change needed in the SFA, right from the top all the way down, to change Scotland to make sure that we actually progress as a football nation.
Graham, you are the SFA chief executive. You've just sacked Stevie Clark. You pick up the phone to who?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, everyone always picks like someone like David Moyes, but I think he's very much the same, even though he's like won a bit more than Stevie Clark. But I don't know. I think you probably would have to go David Moyes. But again, is that going to be the same? I meant to get Jimmy Killeen, but I want him to stay at Aberdeen. Yeah. So I'm not too sure. I think we'd have to go outside the box, possibly someone from Europe.
Yeah, I'm going to put that same question to you two. Let's just assume for a second, tomorrow morning we wake up, Stevie Clark's gone, and we bring in a new manager. Who is Simon Donnelly picking the phone up to?
No idea. David Moyes is the obvious one because he's available and is experienced at that level. But again, you know, the West Ham fans, I know he did well there, but his style of football.
Even though they won a European trophy, they still wanted him out because of the style of play. Cammy, you're the SFA. You have to find a Scotland manager. Who are you picking the phone up to?
It's a difficult one. I really don't know, because probably two that spring into mind is David Moyes and potentially Derek McInnes. But I think they're very similar to what Steve Clarke is at the moment. Mm-hmm. Do we go down the foreign route? We've not done that for a while. Last time, I don't think it went very well, so... Yeah, it's a big risk, and that's why I think we're in an okay place at the moment. Yes, we want to get better. We've got some good players at our disposal. And I still reflect back, October is massive for Steve Clarke, massive.
Graham, it's been a joy speaking to you, my man. You have a great night. We're about to finish up here on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We need to find the two other players for the full-time teaser. So, boys, can you take your headphones off? Because you don't need the headphones now. It's only I that need the headphones. And while you figure out what these next two players are, you have to balance these footballs on your head, Simon. Take the headphones off. You don't need them anymore.
I can do it with the headphones
on. Can you? Because see if you've got the skill to balance up on your head.
Whose is that? Is that Jude's?
That's Jude's ball, aye. Right, so there you go. So you have to keep that ball in your head until you get the answer. No, because it's you two that need to get the answers. So
clues, please.
So you need answers and to keep the ball in your head. Don't be touching it. So can you name the last 10 goal scorers who were not born in Scotland? Two players to get. One of them is a battery.
A battery?
What?
And you also put this down when you get out the shower, you stand on this.
Matt.
It's a battery. It's not Duracell, it's the other one. Phillips. and the next goal scorer for Scotland, who's from England, also in part-time singer for Coldplay.
Oh, Chris Martin.
Yes, Chris Martin. Oh,
goodness me.
Jesus, man.
That's it for Clyde One Super Scoreboard tonight. Look at you two numpties on the telly balancing those balls on your head. That's it for Clyde One Super Scoreboard. The bosses will be delighted I'm not doing this again.
Five balls away tonight.
Give away five balls. Right. And there you go, Cammy Bell, just like his goalkeeping career, he dropped the ball. Simon Donnelly's won the balancing act. And that's it. How long have I got to speak before I say cheerio? 10 more seconds. Okay, that's it for us. Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Cammy. Thanks for all your calls. To all you who got a ball, enjoy the ball. Take care. It's back tomorrow night from 6. Cheers. Bye. Wave.